Most Pennsylvania municipalities do not have their own police force. Instead, they rely on state police to do everything from answering 911 calls to writing traffic tickets at no extra cost. WHYY's Laura Benchoff reports that Governor Tom Wolf's proposal to tax those locales $25 per person has gotten pushback in poor rural areas of the state and from wealthy towns with tens of thousands of residents in southeastern Pennsylvania.
Sleepy West Bradford Township in central Chester County doesn't have a lot of crime, says Township Manager Justin Yikes.
It is essentially a bedroom community for commuters that travel into the main line or into the city.
For that reason, West Bradford, with a median income of more than $100,000 a year, has opted not to have its own police department. Filling that gap in West Bradford and other towns across the state costs the Pennsylvania State Police more than $500 million each year. Since 2013, more than half of the force's total budget has come from a pot of money that's earmarked for roads, bridges, and similar expenses. Governor Tom Wolf's spokesman, J.J. Abbott, says the point of the $25 a head fee is to ease some of that money back into infrastructure.
The governor believes it's far overdue. More and more municipalities are opting to disband their police departments in favor of what is perceived as a free service.
In Lower Macungie, a high-income, low-crime municipality in Lehigh County, also without its own police force, manager Bruce Fosselman says his township already pays enough to the state in income taxes.
My concern is it's 25 this year, okay, 30 next year, 35. Where do we stop?
Even if people don't like the tax, Yikes of West Bradford says it's still a relative bargain.
Well, I mean, obviously we like the setup the way it is now, but when you compare it out to what it costs to run a full-time police force versus what you'd pay at a fee, I mean, it's clearly, for us, makes more sense to stay with the state police.
The governor's proposal would bring in about $60 million a year, but it's by no means guaranteed. State legislators like York County Republican Stan Saylor have proposed their own version of a fee. His would save small rural towns from having to pay, while larger municipalities would still be on the hook. For WHYY, I'm Laura Benchoff.